Welcome everyone, Mez Hashem. We continue Shari Tshuva, Shar Aleph, Ois Mem Hey, Shir number 69, discussing the principles of Tshuva. We are still in the 16th principle, and that is L'sakin Hamu'uvus Ba'ashe Yuchel Iskoin. Fix the mistake Ba'ashe Yuchel Iskoin to the extent that it can be rectified. Before a person does vidui, before a person comes to Hashem and says, Chatosi Ovisi Peshati, before a person says, Hashem, please forgive me for my mistakes, for my shortcomings, he has to make sure he fixes up the mistake. What does that mean? Let's explain. That applies both Bein Odom L'Chaveroi and Bein Odom L'Mokai. Which means, person wants to come to Hashem and ask Hashem for forgiveness. But before he says the proper vidui, and before he has the charata, he has the regret, and before, it's not necessarily before the aziva sachet, he has to go to the person who he wronged. If he incorrectly took money from the person, or if he incorrectly offended the person, or I'll say, even if the person thinks that he was offended by you, sometimes they say perception is reality. But the way a person perceives something, even though that's not the case, but that's how he thinks about it. That's how the person perceives the case. That creates, to some degree, a reality. We should first go to that individual and ask mechila, ask forgiveness from that person. That's step number one. If it's something to be returned, if it's something to ask forgiveness for, that's the first step. And then we can say the proper vidui. Then we can ask Hashem for forgiveness. But if not, Rabbi Yoina elaborates over here and he explains how it's similar to what we discussed in the past of ketoivel v'sheretz b'yadai. Like a person who is toivel is going to the mikvah while he's holding that which is tummy. It's not going to help at all when the person is in the mikvah while he's still holding on to that sheretz. That's step number one. First go to the person and be misaking and fix that which was mu'uvas, that which was crooked. Number two, if it's been Adam L'Makayim, if it's a situation between man and Hashem, so before a person asks Hashem for the forgiveness, he has to show Hashem how he is setting himself up for success. He has to create a plan. If it's a situation where he wants to mechazek his tefillah, his davening, so what's going to be the way that he's in mechazik is davening? What were those things that were disturbing his davening? Does he maybe have to take out a sefer for a few minutes a day and to help understand what davening is about? Of course, as we mentioned a few minutes ago, is it his cell phone ringing nonstop during davening that he has to turn off? Whatever the situation might be, the mechazik is learning Bein Adam L'Makom, now we discuss between him and Hashem, before he says the vidui, he has to first set himself up for success. This is what David HaMelech did. This is what David HaMelech did. V'roi l'bal tshuva l'asos kein koidim avidui. He has to fix the problem before he says vidui. In order for his vidui to be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'David Alav HaShalom B'eis HaTshuva Kein Asa Koidim HaVidui. We look to David HaMelech. We look to David HaMelech as our teacher, as our Rebbe, of someone who did tshuva. He's a descendant from his great-grandfather of Yehuda. The word Yehuda is also the word Maida, to admit. Yehuda admitted his mistake. We sometimes don't realize the tremendous embarrassment that Yehuda went through, but he admitted his mistake. Person has to admit their mistake. The first person who they have to admit their mistake to is themselves. Person has to look himself in the mirror, or in this case, turn on his camera and he sees himself on the screen. And he has to be honest. He has to be honest with himself. He has to admit himself to himself what his mistakes are, what his shortcomings are. Then he can go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you can go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask for proper mechila.